Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Parks Talk.
Oh my God, episode 4 already. Wow, it really makes you think, you know, time passes. The sun rises, the sun sets. We're all just humans on this rock. Kind of insignificant. You start a podcast episode 1 and then all of a sudden it's episode 4. You know, and pretty soon I'm just going to be in the ground and my hair is going to be real long and bugs are going to be eating my fingernails. And it just really makes you think, okay, should we start now? Oh, you've been recording the whole time? Hello, viewers. This is Parts Talk with me, Dr. Nancy Pitts, OBGYN and classic Delaware lady. How's my week been? Well, my husband Patrick got an air fryer, so you tell me. Now he's air frying everything. I mean, I had fried miso soup the other day. Who wants their soup to be crunchy? Okay, that's just tofu. This man, I got to give him toys to entertain himself, like the air fryer. Otherwise, he'll be barking up my tree for you know what? Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y-T-I-M-E, quality time. The other day, he was asking me to go on a nature walk with him, and I says, Patrick, just jack off into the toilet like the other husbands, okay? Or better yet, get drunk and sleep on the lazy boy like a real man. All the men in my family fell asleep in chairs. It's just what you do. It's not his fault he's bored. He's my ass-husband, or as I guess they call him now, a himbo. But he wasn't always unemployed. You know, he used to own an edible soap store. And he went on Shark Tank, thought he was going to be a millionaire, but then he ended up boofing all over Laura Grenier, or whatever her name is. Does boof mean barf, or does it mean fart? Well, he barfed on her. So, since then, I've retired my husband because I said, just do what you like to do at home. He's been really needy lately, so I took him to breakfast over the weekend, which brings me to
Biden spotting.
Does anyone know if the Biden granddaughter's waitress at Perkins? I thought I saw one of them there. You know, they're beautiful girls, the granddaughters. Beautiful. Saw them at the inauguration. They look like an ad for the King of Prussia Mall. I mean, I was impressed. They got Joe's jeans, let me tell you. But, you know, we had to leave the Perkins before I could get a good look at the waitress because Patrick brought our dog Amtrak, and Amtrak was barking like there was a DuPont chemical fire. I mean, I swear to God. It's our fault. We got Amtrak from the same breeder that the Bidens got their last dog. You remember Major? Yeah, the one that was a threat to national security. This dog tried to take the old guy out, and now Jeff's hobbling around like he slipped in the shower. It's not good for the country. The dog, Major, and I can say this because I'm an OBGYN, the dog was undercooked, okay? That's what you get for going to a breeder. The DNA is too close together. Maybe we should just do to Amtrak what the White House did to Major. I mean, they sent Major to a farm. And you can't see on the podcast, but I'm doing air quotes when I talk about send him to a farm. And good riddance, you know, I hope they killed him. I really do. Anyway, talking about my husband and I guess my dog brings us to the real meat and potatoes of the episode. Today's topic is golden year sex. Unfortunately, old people have sex too. And when my mom went into her assisted living facility, I mean, the clap spread like wildfire crotch. So much clap, I thought, when am I at a production of Hamilton? And I wish I was, because I saw a tour of Hamilton in Philly a couple of years ago with my best girlfriend. Her name's also Nancy. Oh my God, it was amazing. They got George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they're all rapping. I mean, they never would have done that. They didn't even have rap back then. It is so creative. And the other thing is, all these founding fathers, they're black in the musical. And guess what, guys? In real life, they were actually white. It really makes you think. It really makes you think. And also, the songs are real good. Anyway, speaking of my mother having sex, I go visit her on Mother's Day and I'm giving out penicillin like greeting cards. Okay, this woman, and I'm talking about the woman who brought me into this world, my dear mother. She tells me, oh, Nancy, guess what? I got a boyfriend. And she keeps telling me her boyfriend is her first love, which is rude to my pop, okay? She said to me the other day, she says, your father never could satisfy me. Like I care. My dad paid for my college and he scared the shit out of all of my boyfriends. As far as I'm concerned, he did his duty as a husband. Well, what are you going to do? She's 80 and she's hornier than my Marcus when he goes to his sister volleyball games. Relax, he's staring at her friends, not his sister. Although, you know, I wouldn't put it past him. She's got a body on her. And I can say that because she's my daughter. And Aaron, if you're listening, enjoy while it lasts, because you got my same hair, my same tits, and I know where that shit goes, south. All that's to say, my horny mother really inspired today's episode. Which brings us to our first segment, tips for old people who want to have sex, even though when we think about it, it makes us want to spew. Sex is always weird, but exactly how weird it is changes as we get older. You get older, your joints are stiff, you can't move like you used to, the penis is less al dente and a little more wet noodle, and of course, in menopause, there's all sorts of dryness that occurs. Now, I'm only 42, but God took away my period as a reward for bringing so many of his children into the world. And as a result, I've got the early pause, and let me tell you, I love it. I'm boiling hot about once an hour, but I haven't bought tampons in about 4 years. So let's go through some of our top tips for the elderly who want to get it on. Tip number one, toys are your friends. As you get older, your dexterity lessens. You know how it's taking you a little extra time to button that button? Well, you don't want that to mean you can't press her button. So next Christmas or Easter, ask your grandkids to buy you a vibrator. And yeah, it also works as a back massager. Tip number two, lots of things are sex. Sex doesn't mean in, out, come. Sex can be cuddling, watching porn, edging, side-by-side diddle, aka mutual masturbation. Or maybe you just bump parts until one of you gets tired. The point is, don't think of sex as a failure if it's not what we traditionally think of as sex. Yeah. You want to know what my idea of an orgasm is? A clean house and I get in a solid couple of episodes of Yellowstones before I pass out. Best case scenario, no one touches me. Tip number 3, bring reinforcements. The mind may be willing, but the body, she's got some catching up to do. That's where science comes in. Last Christmas, I went to Kinko's and had 100 copies of Viagra prescriptions made. And I'm just passing those out of the retirement home like candy. And lube, lube, lube. Tip number 4, talk about sex. Whether you've got a hot nursing home boy toy hookup or it's your hub in the 50 years, the hottest sex is communicative sex. And it might go a little something like this.
Stimulate my prostate.
You're what?
My prostate.
You're what?
My prostate.
Girl upstate?
No, finger in the butt.
Okay, I'm going. Like that. Oh, okay. Miracle alert! Miracle alert! This is very important medical information for the public. The older you are, the more difficult conception is. However, miracles do happen and they are gross. Don't let this be you. I had a 58-year-old come into my unit pregnant, and I'm not supposed to say this, but the baby came out old. Okay, Benjamin Button style. But only difference is, I don't think this one's coming out looking like Brad Pitt in 40 years. I think that they're going to look more like those dancing raisins, you know, that come on before the movie plays, even though I think those raisins are racist now.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, let's get into some questions. I'm really excited about this Q&A about sex in any age because we got a lot of questions because I guess old people aren't afraid to write letters? Hold on one second. Oh, God, who's calling me? Oh, it's just Patrick. Okay, I'll call him later. So our first question comes from Hokesson Hottie. Hokesson Hottie says, I'm dating a man in his 70s and want to know, will I be charged with murder if I fuck my partner to death? I need an answer very quickly. Please help me. Okay, well, Hokesson Hottie, if you want my honest opinion, there's a lot worse ways to go. Might as well go out having a good time. Also, it sounds like you do need to call 911 right now. So, you know, stop listening to the podcast and go do that. Question number two, Ski Boomer. Ski Boomer says, I was skiing in the Poconos. Ooh, the Poconos, nice. I was skiing a few weeks ago and I hurt myself real bad. Do you recommend any fun sex positions for someone with a bad back and a bad knee and a new hip and a bad shoulder? And also I get dizzy when I stand up too fast. Do I have any fun sex positions for you? No, take a hint. God doesn't want you to. You know, I had knee surgery a few years ago and went on bed rest for 6 weeks. Patrick, God bless him. He tries to get on top of me as delicately as possible, but it just made it worse. I made him sit on the floor while I diddled myself thinking about John Legend, finished in about 48 seconds. Oh, speak of the devil. Okay, he's calling me again. Ignore. Stop calling me. I am at work. All right, this next question. Anonymous says, what should I do if I accidentally mix up my Viagra with my morning vitamins and I have to go to work with a Rocky Balboa in my pants? This is funny that they asked this because this actually happens to my Patrick all the time. And I usually tell him to stop at the Dunkin's, you know, get a couple of boxes of donuts, your sprinkle classics, your jelly fills, your crullers, maybe a seasonal one, and then carry it around the office all day, you know, pretending like you're doing something nice and giving out free donuts. But really, like, the box is kind of covering your pecker, if you know what I mean. Plus, people are much more forgiving of an accidental boner when they got a mouthful of cruller. Oh, Jesus. He's texting me. Are you at work? No, I'm getting my asshole bleached. I'm always at work. Okay, next question. Anonymous says, I can't find my penis. Where did it go? Oh, God. This happens to Patrick, too. And it's actually a very real condition called buried penis. And don't worry, it's super uncommon. It just means you got a lot of foreskin or a lot of ball sack or both. Try rolling it down, sort of like a popsicle, you know, the wrapper. And just dig around in there. Don't worry, your penis don't disappear. Okay, we got another question from Anonymous. Anonymous sending in a lot of questions. Says, my partner only wants to have sex if we turn on an episode of Yellowstone at full volume while we're doing it. Is this normal? Okay, you know what? These questions are all from Patrick. What the heck is he doing? Let me give him a call. Patrick.
You know, if I'd known that it would have taken me 20 questions. I'm playing 20 questions with these over here on the phone.
Patrick, I told you I was at work and I'm recording my radio show podcast.
Nance, I know the day-to-day, okay? I'm putting together your schedule. I'm looking at Google Cal. I'm basically your assistant at this point. I just come home, okay, Nance? I miss you.
Patrick, I am looking at the Cal right now.
Yeah? What's it say on the Cal? What's it say on the Cal, Nance? Take a close read. Do a close read of the cow.
Okay. And that's going to be a mea culpa on Nance's part because I am seeing that it's our anniversary.
It's our anniversary?
I feel so bad. It's our anniversary. And that's why you've been texting?
That's why I've been texting. I'm not trying to make you feel any type of way. But I'm just saying, this is the ghost tour anniversary. This is the first date was the ghost tour. In Bethany Beach. Remember this?
Oh my God. Now you're taking me back. Okay, folks. So Patrick and I, as you know, we met at UD. That's University of the Delaware. And on our first date, he took me on a ghost tour of Bethany Beach. But because Bethany Beach is actually such a Christian town, it was a pretty boring ghost tour.
It's a boring ghost tour. They've said everyone's gone to heaven. You're not going to see the ghosts here because, you know, they don't believe in no purgatory or some such.
Yeah, we go but, you to know, the Christian ghost tour, okay? And I'm really excited because I'm thinking, oh, I'm with this guy, Patrick, my husband, currently. back then when we, you know, we were young. And, you know, Patrick, I hope I'm not speaking out of school. You looked a little different back then.
Yeah, I had the gutters.
Yeah.
And I had a mean tricep.
And I remember telling my mom about you and being like, I met this guy. I think he's the one. He's got gutters.
Then I had midlife scoliosis, spine kind of, you know, torso kind of shortened.
Yeah, that was terrible.
We'll say that.
Yeah, that was terrible. He had a herniated disc and he was on bed rest for 6 months. I had to hire a nanny for him.
And this is the thing. Nance couldn't do nothing to help me. Was like, I don't go down there. I'm on the other side of the body. You know, it's not. I don't do the back stuff. I don't do the back stuff at all.
Well, and, Patrick, you know, you're always asking me to do the back.
And you tell me that you like to look from the front.
I like to do it from the front. I think if you're married, you should do it from the front.
Nance, you didn't even put me in the damn stirrups. All I wanted was like one little ride on the stirrups. You wouldn't even do that for me. You know, I'm getting upset because I'm reminiscing a little too hard, and it's just a lot of moments where you weren't there for me, Nance. And
Patrick,
I'm cooking meals for you with the air fryer every day.
Patrick, how many times do I have to tell you this, okay? I'm there for you financially. Who's paying for that air fryer, okay? Who's paying for Marcus's hockey equipment? Who's paying for Aaron's Uggs, okay? Nancy is. So, yeah, your role is the air fryer. Your role is taking care of the dogs. You kind of make the house a home while I'm out, you know, bringing babies into the world and paying our mortgage. That's tale as old as time, Patrick, okay?
It's
that's
tale
a cold
as old
marriage.
As time. I understand. And listen, I don't have no qualms about the gender roles being what they are.
I know you don't. You're very woke, Patrick. I always say that about you. I always say that to the nurses on my unit. I say, you know, say what you want about my husband, Patrick. He's extremely woke.
Well, pre-2012, we'll say, you would even say woke because I've undiagnosed, what's it called when you can't sleep? God,
insomnia.
I'm not the medical expert here.
Patrick,
this is why.
It's called insomnia. What's going on with you?
I don't know the word because I'm awake every freaking hour. Every waking hour for me is 24. I'm awake the whole time.
Oh, no. So you're kind of a zombie.
I'm zombified. Also, all I'm going to say is ever since you started to listen to that Esther Perel girl, you're going, oh, I'm the financial. You know, you and I are financial partners. We're financial soulmates. I bankroll all your stuff at home as long as you use looks at the Google Cal for me. And I go, I don't want that, Nance. I want you to look at my potential ingrown hairs. I'm shaving with a single razor, with a single blade down there, and you won't even look at my damn scrub.
Oh, Patrick, I'm sorry, hon. I really am sorry, and I know everything you do for me, and I do notice your ingrown hairs. I just don't want to say nothing about it because I don't want to embarrass you, but I do notice, and I love it when I get my air-fried PB&J in the morning, and it's in the fridge with my Chinese chicken salad. I love that you do that. I really do.
Do you like it when I air-fry the lettuce?
I like it when you air fry the lettuce. I like it when you air fry soup. I like it. What was that thing you made the other day? It was like a vegan corn dog.
Vegan corn dog with this sloppy Joe filling. It wasn't a wiener.
Well, Patrick, I don't want to air out our dirty laundry on my radio podcast show, but I guess it's too late. I'll just be honest with you. You know, the success of Parts Talk has really gone to my head. And I'm kind of looking in the mirror and I'm seeing myself differently and I'm walking a little taller and, you know, maybe it's a classic case if I forgot the people who brought me here.
Yeah. And I don't want you to think that your husband of 19 years is one of the little people. Okay. And look, what's the topic this episode? Old people?
The topic is elderly sex.
Old people. Just say old people.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to make it PC, but, you know, yeah, I mean, it's old people slapping parts, but I don't really want to think about that with us, you know, like, yeah, you had your scoliosis whole thing and, you know, I tore a lot with Marcus. And so that was a whole journey, you know, but I guess I don't really want to think about us having sex when we're old, or really us having sex now, to be honest.
I don't know what to say to that, Nance. You and I watched And Just Like That together, and we said, oh, 50's the new 30. And you're not even there yet. You're not even 50 yet. We're both in our late 40s over here loving life. I'm going crazy with the air fryer home, setting up the Google Cal, putting trumpets in the cases for Marcus and Aaron. We're raising two trumpet players.
What are we doing raising two trumpet? Okay, this is something that I need to talk about, actually. I'm glad you brought this up, Patrick. Marcus starts playing the trumpet at 11. Okay, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Boy playing trumpet.
Boy playing trumpet. Aaron, at 16, she's a sophomore in high school. She starts playing the trumpet. Okay, I support our daughter no matter what, but not everything needs to be supported.
Nance, this is the thing. I don't think the podcast changed it. I think you've always been this person who's, you know, been a little hesitant to be there for people. That's why you didn't know that this was our anniversary today.
I kind of think it's almost like birthing babies every single day. I feel like I'm there for people on the first day, most important day of their life. And then after that, I kind of get a free pass. And I'm realizing, Patrick, baby, that's a big issue for me.
Yeah.
And maybe we should get on Esther Perel's podcast and examine that together.
Nance, I think we're doing all the work here. No mediator needed. I think we can work this out right now on Parts Talk. And I think the listeners are really going to love it. I think you're going to get even more listeners. I'm looking at the analytics every week. I'm going, wow, month over month, the growth is hockey sticks.
Babe, you're looking at the analytics. You never tell me you're looking at my radio podcast analytics.
I read podcast statistics for dummies in one sitting for you, babe.
Patrick, you are the wind beneath my wings. I just don't even know what you're doing. I mean, you're like, what's that thing like Jesus in the sand? I only saw one set of footprints. Babe, you're carrying me like Jesus on the beach. And I don't even know.
It's not my job to tell you. I'm just over here saying every day I want to try to recreate something with you. That's the same thing as me going, hey, let's drive from Newark down to Bethany Beach.
It's only 2 hours because we're not going to hit traffic because we're leaving real early in the morning.
And it's date number one.
And we went to a Christian ghost tour that was extremely short.
15 minutes.
And the whole time, I was hoping I'd get really spooked so I could jump into your arms.
But the only time they had was 11 a.m. And so it was bright daylight out. Kind of like Midsummer before they did Midsummer, you know, like scary daylight, but it wasn't even scary. It was just daylight.
No. And then I'll never forget, you turned to me at 11:15 when the ghost tour was over and you said, let's go down to the boardwalk and get a cone from Coors.
I remember that cone.
And you got a cherry dip cone and I got a chocolate dip cone. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I tried to make a cherry joke, but I knew you were in school that you wanted to, you know, look at vaginas someday. And, you know, I thought it would be in poor taste.
Yeah, but then I was eating that chocolate dip scone and I made sure you saw it all the way down my throat. Because I said, this man's got to know the skills that Nancy has. Oh my God, Patrick, reminiscing about Bethany Beach is getting me kind of hot in my seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the funniest part is, you and I didn't even do nothing until the seventh day.
Well, no, because I'm a good Catholic girl.
No, right.
Yeah, and you were going to respect me because I'm no whore.
No, you're not a whore. No, of course.
I mean, like, this podcast is about sexual health, and this podcast is a no-slut-shaming zone, but I'll just say to slut-shame myself, which I could never because I'm no whore.
No, you're not. There's no slut shaming.
I'm not a dirty girl.
No, you're not doing any sort of auto slut shaming because, you know, you were never a whore.
Like, on the first date, if I didn't care about you, I'll suck and fuck anything. But
right.
When it comes to my husband, Patrick.
No. Yeah.
I'm not sleeping with you until the 7th, 8th date. You got to meet my father first because you're my husband and I ain't no dirty girl. Now, before you, I was this and that and traipsing all over town, as I know you were as well, Patrick, because I have in my mind a couple of gals that I know around the University of the Delaware campus that I know he's was fooling around with. But guess what? A man's going to be a man.
People don't know about my medical peculiarity, though, do they? You have you told anybody? What's wrong? What's
HIPAA,
wrong?
Darling HIPAA, that's not
no,
my...
No, it's... I'm going to break HIPAA.
That's
your
not
thing
my,
to disclose? I'm going to say it.
Disclose, babe. Disclose. Tell the people.
My vas deferens. Shot. I'm over here, horny as hell every day, waiting for my wife to come home. I'm horny, but I got nothing to offer. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like when someone, you know, making working class wages wants to be a philanthropist. You know, it don't really work out, but...
You talking about your brother?
Talking about my brother, but I'm talking about my dick.
Yeah.
Anytime I climax... Nothing comes out.
It's what us in the medical community call a ghost nut. Yeah.
It's a ghost nut for
Patrick
sure.
Patrick is, he's as hot for me as and basically all, you know, I wear shorts around the house and he's at full mast. And the kids and the dogs can see. I mean, he doesn't care.
No, there's no like hazard or anything.
No, I mean, every time I hear the dogs barking, I'm like, oh, Patrick's walking around at full mast again. I know.
No, you know.
And, you know. Not to get too graphic, but we hump and we pump, you know, once a month because we're married and I made a vow. And we hump and we pump and it gets to that magic moment and...
There ain't no pumping.
There's no final moment, okay?
You start to realize that the water fountain is out of order.
Instead of an Old Faithful, you're kind of getting just like a balloon that pumps. What's it feel like, Patrick? Because it looks like it still feels good.
I do feel the cartilage sort of moving a little bit.
Oh.
The blood's flowing for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It feels nice, but there's nothing nothing coming out. And you know, it works out for us because there's no cleanup.
There's no cleanup. And you know what I say when this little problem came up? Thank God we had our two children.
Oh, my God.
Before this came up in our little miracles. Because imagine...
No, and my vas deferens not being functional no more is, I think, God giving me a gift.
It's a blessing.
Because I blessed the world with... Sorry, Marcus and Aaron.
Oh, God.
Marcus and Aaron.
Our two beautiful children.
And the world needs two more trumpet players.
Our two little trumpet players. God, you know, I just think about Marcus, our son, and how his sheets and everything in his room. And honestly, the basement, absolutely covered in cum. Then Erin, God, she's had breasts since she was 7 years old. Because she's her mother's third. Then I just look at her and I think, God, my daughter is stacked and my husband made her baby. I just want you to know. I love you.
I love you. I'm so happy to hear you say
that. I want to die in your arms.
I want to die. I want someone to kill you while I'm holding you.
I remember the last scene in the notebook, Patrick. That's how I want to go.
No, it's not on our anniversary. We can't do this.
Babe, I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to renew my vows right now. Let's renew our vows right now on the podcast on Perks Talk.
Okay, over the phone, it's exactly how we should be doing it.
Exactly.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I pinky promise to never complain about the podcast growth, especially since I'm the one basically behind the scenes checking the megaphone.fm site, looking at the numbers every day. Going, my God, look at the line on this graph. It looks like a damn hockey stick. It's going up, up, up with a sharp upward turn. I promise to give you the space to succeed in this space, in the digital podcast space. I promise to air fry you a PB&J, a Chinese chicken salad, every morning, waiting for you in the fridge. I promise to make sure Marcus don't have no ghost now when he grows up, and that Aaron keeps her huge, huge breasts proportional to her body size and weight for the rest of her life.
And if she needs to get a reduction, we'll support her. If that's what she wants.
If that's what she wants.
But Patrick, that was so beautiful.
Thank you, Nance.
Those were the most beautiful vows. Those were more beautiful than the vows that you even did at our wedding day. And honestly, I don't really remember them because I was hammered.
So was I. But not as beautiful as the way you looked at the Christian ghost.
Okay, let me think my
vows. You were so beautiful that day.
Was I beautiful?
You were. You were ravishing and beautiful. I'm going to cry. No, I'm crying. No, nice. No, I got it. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, these are my vows, Patrick. To you, my husband, my house husband of 19 years. Patrick Pitts. By the way, baby, thanks for taking my last name. I vow to be more emotionally vulnerable and emotionally available, if not physically available, to you. I vow to not let the massive success of my podcast, Parts Talk, to go to my head and to remember my roots, my foundation, my core as OBGYN, mother and wife and dog mom. And also, I make the best sangria on our block.
You do. You put pears in. Everyone's too afraid to put pears in.
I vow.
It's all apples. Sorry.
I vow to jack you off at least once a week, penetration once a month for the rest of my life until your boner does whatever it does. I don't know if the viewers really got this from the ghost nut part when we talked about that, but there is a release. The boner is there and then the boner is gone. There is just no nut.
There's just no nut. And the reason it's called a ghost nut is partially, I think, if I'm getting the etymology right, is that it is possessed.
Oh.
I think that the theory is all the medical professionals, my wife notwithstanding, say that I have a ghost living in my penile canal.
And my final vow to you, Patrick Pitts, is that I will forever take a ghost tour of your ghost haunted penis for the rest of my life and never look at another man, whether he be Joe Biden or anybody in the Biden family, who I secretly find extremely attractive, no matter the gender.
Speaking of Joe, I got something waiting on the Sonos for you. You want me to play it over the phone?
Give me a little sneak peek, babe.
Alexa, play our special song.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, I'm coming home right now.
You better be wet now, baby.
Oh, baby, I'm about to slip off this dang podcasting chair. I'm got to go right now. Well, folks, this has been Patrick Pitts, my adult scoliosis thought of a husband, father of my two kids. God, I love him. I'm going to go home and ride him until his dick falls off. Thank you so much for listening to Parts Talk.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.